You are listening to BensTorah.com.
12 months to 12 different letters, A, B, to 10, 12 different pe'ulos, actions, or things that a person does with his body, and to the 12 shvatim. And the month of Kislev, we have the combination of the following three. Month of Kislev is the month of Shevet Binyamin. Binyamin belongs to Kislev. A. The Pe'ulu that we have for the month of Kislev is Shena, sleeping. Sleeping has to do with Kislev. And the letter that belongs to the month of Kislev is the letter Samech. Three things. Letter Samech, the Pe'ulu of Shena, of sleeping, and the Shevet of Binyamin. What's the connection between these three things? Binyamin, Shena, and the letter Samech. What's the connection? Right, the letters we know the letters are, we have 12 letters which consider to be the Pshutos, the simple letters. And they go in the order of the months. The letter Samech comes to that. And when you have Shena, is a pool of sleeping. I mean, what does that have to do with Kislev? Maybe because it's winter, so some people sleep later. And then finally, you have and we talk about Shevet Binyamin. What's the shadow between these three things? We'll try to understand that by continuing or by taking another stage in what we started discussing in previous weeks regarding the Avos. We said that Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov represent the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, recreating the world through Am Yisrael. And in the creation of the world, we have the midos that we need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world. The midah number one to start the world is the midah of Chesed. Olim Chesed Yibane. We spoke about it by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu carries the midah of Chesed. The second midah of the world is the midah of Din. That's the midah of judgment. That's what really a person deserves to do. And that is the midah of Yitzchak. We spoke about last week that Rivka is the balance of the midah of Yitzchak. It's the din, what's called the din rafio, not din kasho, not such a strict din, or soft din. But that's the idea of Yitzchak. And finally, we're getting in this week's parsha to the birth of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov Avinu in general is associated with the midah of Rachamim. Going back to the Rashi, we mentioned the first Rashi in the Torah. Don't to create the world with the midah of judgment. He saw the world would not exist. He added to the midah rachamim to balance off the din, to make the din a little softer. You need the midah of rachamim to do it. And the one who represents midah rachamim is the midah of Yaakov Avinu. What's the idea of the rachamim of Yaakov Avinu? We don't see that Yaakov Avinu in particular was a more of showed the midah of Rachmanos. Not necessarily. What's the midah of Rachman that belongs to Yaakov Avinu? Furthermore, we know that the midah of Yaakov Avinu represents other things as well. Except the idea of Rachamim, Yaakov always represents Torah. Yaakov represents Emes, Titan Emes LeYaakov. We have the midah of Tiferes, has to do with Yaakov Avinu. What is the common theme between all this? What's the idea? What does Yaakov Avinu present? So we'll start with the understanding of what the midah of Rachamim is. The Maharal tells us, what's the difference between Chesed and Rachamim? The Gemara already says, that Chesed is Sila Hashim Sadekim. Chesed can be done to poor people, can be done to rich people too. But Rachamim is only, we're talking about Tzedakah. Rachamim is only for someone who needs it. Meaning what? So Maharal explains the following. Chesed, what's a Baal Chesed? A Baal Chesed is somebody who wants to do good by others, even though he doesn't need it. Someone is pushing a suki. Someone comes and says, you know what, let me help you out. Doesn't need your help. He can manage on his own. But he wants to do it for him. He is actively looking and searching to do something. When you look at Avraham Avinu's chesed that he did He was looking in the tent. There was nobody who came and asked for him to accept guests. He was searching and asking and yearning for the guest. He was looking out to give to others. That's a chesed. Rachamim is a poor person comes to somebody and says, please, I beg you, I need your help. And he helps him. That's called rachamim. He has rachmonas. Right? He feels it in his heart. This guy needs it, so I'm going to help him. Chesed has nothing to do with the receiver. It all depends on the giver, on the noisen. He wants to give. Regardless of the receiver wants to receive or needs to receive or doesn't need it. Rachamim depends on what the receiver needs. That's what it depends on. Therefore, I think we mentioned here once, it says, this I heard from Moshe Shapiro, Zechariah, told me personally. It says, we say every day in davening, Hatoiv, Toiv always refers to Chesed. Hatoiv, ki lo yichol rachamecha. Ve'amirachim, ki lo yisamu chasadot. That's what it says, that's what we say in davening. What does that mean? Toiv, Chesed, ki lo yichol rachamecha. Rachem, Rakamim, Kalusam Chasodecha. So we praise the Kosh Baruch Hu, said Rav Moshe. We praise the Kosh Baruch Hu that he has the, so to speak, the milus, the advantages of Chesed and Rachem. Hatoiv, his ultimate Chesed, is he says the following. He says, what's the difference between Chesed and Rachem? Chesed depends, based on what you said right now, depends on the giver. You can never end chesed. Because chesed as much as the person wants to give. If he doesn't want to give anymore, so she's not giving anymore. Chesed is only what he gives, not more. Rachamim depends on the receiver. So there's a certain amount you need to give. Not more, not less. If the oni needs a certain amount of money, you give him some of it, you didn't give him everything he needs. You give him more than what he needs, you're not giving him. There's only a certain amount you can get to. The difference between kiloyon and tmimus. Tmimus means hashlama. Kiloyon means that it stops. Right? Hatoiv, the toiv of Kodesh Baruch Hu so much, Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, balances chesed and rachamim. Hatoiv, kiloy choyach chamecha. He doesn't stop in the middle. Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Baal Chesed. He gives, he wants to give. It doesn't matter what you need. So it doesn't stop in the middle. What's the Rachman? Kodesh Baruch Hu always gives Nishlam. Because Rachamim is never Nishlam. He gives you exactly what you need. In other words, Rachamim, he gives you what you need, not more. Chesed is whatever the giver wants to give. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, balances the chesed and the rachamim. He does chesed, so the rachamim is not ending in the middle. And he does rachamim, the chesed doesn't stop. The rachamim and chesed balance each other. That's what I'm you told. HaToyv ki lo yichol rachamecho, stopping in the middle. HaRachamim ki lo yisamu chesedecho, chesed is never nishlam, because you have, because the rachamim brings it to a place that it balances off. So what we need from this idea is that chesed and rachamim is. Chesed is the giver. Rachamim is a relationship between the giver and the receiver. The receiver needs, the giver gives him. If it doesn't need, you don't get. That's why tzedakah, which refers to rachamim, is only la'anim, a poor person needs. Not lef, not for ashirim. Chesed is for both. Mimele, from here comes the biggest side. Avraham Avinu represents Midas HaChesed. The giver of Kodesh Baruch Hu, regardless of the receiver. Yaakov Avinu represents a relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's a relationship. It's not just giving with no not caring, but it's a back and forth. And with this, we get to the issue of what Yaakov is. The Tzaddik HaKohen tells us that the Avos, they establish davenings. Avraham Avinu, Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Marv. So what's the idea of Shacharis? Shacharis is the beginning of the day. Kadosh Baruch Hu is then giving. The sun is out. Rosh always used to mention what's brought in Kabbalim. You can smell in the air. The air is fresher in the morning. Because it's Midas Chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu coming to the world. It's like, you're starting the day for the giving of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak is the opposite. It's the Midas Adin is what we need to do. So we come, so to speak, to Davin after we finish the day. We did everything we need to do during the day. And then we come and we go to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, here I'm giving you my production of the day. What is Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu is in the night. What's the night? So Rav Moshe always used to explain that the night is a time where things, they not only appear to be not in existence, but as Chazal tells us always, things, the way we see things in our eyes, in depth, there's truth to it. When Chazal speak to us about the sun, that the sun is going from one side of the world to the other side of the world, and then it goes to a different place. That's what the Maharal tells us. What does Chazal mean to say? Because that's what it seems to be in our eyes. There's a meaning to it, even though it's not physically the way it is. In the night, what happens in the night? There's dark in the world. You can't see the world. Obviously, the world is there, but you can't see it. So in a sense, the night represents a time when the world has a lack of existence. It's diminished existence. It's not 100% there like it's in the day. Laila is lashon yelala. When things are missing, there's a scream. Choyshech is lashon l'kiloy chosachtos binuchos yichidecho. Missing. Choyshech is things are missing. You're not in the existence of the world. Yaakov Avinu represents not a time of the beginning of the world that you're starting to do something, which gives you power, like Avram. Or the end of the day, you give it back. But in time, there's nothing else, only you and Hashem. It's a relationship with us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. When we speak about feelings of Shabbos, we see it very clearly. It says that the night, we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is they use Mekadosh Shabbos. Then comes Shacharis Shabbos. You speak about Am Yisrael. Yisrach Moshe, Bavas Chelkoi. It's us here in the world. And then we get to Mincha of Shabbos. The Mincha of Shabbos, we speak about Menucha, Ato Echo Yishuch Echot. And we speak about Yaakov Avon of Yoch Neuchuboy. We get to the Hashlama that comes in the end where everything connects. Where we're connected. And that's what Yaakov Avinu represents every day. The mire of Yaakov Avinu on a daily basis is not the beginning of the world, not the end, but the time where we're living in with a relationship to Hashem. That's what Yaakov Avinu represents, Rachamim. Rachamim is a relationship with the giver and the receiver. Yaakov Avinu represents Torah. Torah is a relationship with Hashem and us. Yaakov Avinu represents Emes. Emes is not only to say the truth. Emes means a line that goes from beginning to end, from the giver to the receiver. It's one mahalach. Yaakov Avinu represents that relationship. That's what, by the way, you know, everybody says, just to, you know, it really connects to here very, very nicely. It says over here, the Yaakov Avinu say, titan emes le Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is ish emes. This week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu doesn't seem to be saying 100% the truth. He's basically tricking his father to give him a bracha. But Rivka Yemenu pushes him to do it. And what's the idea? Because it's not, we know Chazal tell us, a person is allowed to lie for Shalom. How can you lie? You have to share my emes. The answer is, emes is not a holy thing to say the truth. Emes is a completion. Emes is a connection, a mahalach from beginning to end. So sometimes in order to have that mahalach, you need to have a sheker. You need to have shalom. Shalom is the shleimus of the world. You need to be mishani a little bit in order to keep. That's then the midas emes. To say a lie, then it's midas emes. Rivka tells Yaakov Avinu, in order for you to get the brachos, because you deserve them, you're the one who's supposed to get it. You're going to be the klal Yisrael. You need to lie. Hi, Yaakov Avinu Zish Amis. That's the Amis right now. It's the Mahalach, the Hemshech of Amis. Okay, that was a side point. So Yaakov Avinu represents the continuous relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That's what Yaakov Avinu represents. Yaakov Avinu comes and his mom, he told Shvatim. And each Shevet represents the Hemshech of Yaakov Avinu in a certain way. Every year we speak about that Yehuda with his brothers represents one thing, and Yosef represents something else. Until you get to the last Shevet who was born, the Shevet Binyamin. And we spoke about it a few years ago, gave a shir on the whole idea of what Shevet Binyamin is. But L'Inyaneinu, what we need for today, we know that Shevet Binyamin is the one who keeps their relationship with Yaakov, Am Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu the whole time. First of all, Binyamin is the one who Beis HaMikdash is built in his place. Beis HaMikdash, the Makom Chibur of Elyonim and Tachtonim. That is what, that's what Beis HaMikdash is all about. That's what Binyamin represents. Yaakov Avinu is the Rachamim, the relationship. The one who keeps that relationship, who's in charge and always having that connection, is Binyamin. I mentioned then that that's what Rashi brings. It says that on Binyamin, it says in Parshas Vayis Aprocho, "Boy Kiri Yochalad, Ulo Arab Yochalad Shalom." So Rashi reads over there that Binyamin was in the beginning of Am Yisrael, of the Malchus of Am Yisrael, because Malchus Am Yisrael is Malchus Beis David. But who was the first king? Shaul HaMelech, first year of Binyamin, and he was in the end, because when they went to Galus, what was there in Galus? Mordechai Esther, for Shevet Binyamin. Shevet Binyamin in the beginning, Binyamin in the end. So it seems to be that what Rashi refers to is the Pshat is when you have Malchus Beis David, that's the Malchus in this world. We have Malchus at Shemaim, Malchus Hashem, which goes down to the world through Malchus Beis David. The one who is the connector between the Malchus Hashem and the Malchus Beis David, the one who brings it about before it starts and takes it back, so to speak, when it ends, that is Binyamin. He's the one who brings the before the Malchus comes out to the world. He's the beginning, he's the Shaul, and he's the one in the end when the Malchus goes back. That's Mordechai Esther. That's what Binyamin is. Binyamin represents that continuous connection. He is the one who will be Samig the Shidim the Bechelkoi. He is the one who has did not bow down to Esav. He's the one who's perfected. He's always connected to Hashem. Binyamin, Hatzadik, is one of the four that died Be'etchus al Nachash. He had no Aveir. He is the one who is continuously connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than any other of the Shvatim. That's what he represents in the Shvatim. That's Binyamin. Meaning, even in times when we are in the darkness, even in times when things seem to be bleak, he is always continuing the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That connection always remains. Binyamin, when he comes to Yosef, he tells Yosef he has 10 children, that what do the 10 children represent? They talk about Yosef HaTzadik. Well, what's missing then, which is Ashleimus of Am Yisrael, that's what Binyamin is busy with. He's always that connector. He's always that, so to speak, the glue. That's what Binyamin does. So Binyamin HaTzadik, that's what he represents. So Binyamin is the connection when things are not perfect. In the Pe'ulos of Adam, in the actions that Adam does, there's one thing which is connected and related to something which is completely not perfect. What is that? That is sleep. Chazal tell us that sleep is Echel Mishishim B'Misa. Misa, which is the destruction of Adam, which is represents the bad in the world, represents the fact that Adam is a Chayted. He needs to be rectified, he has to get a Kapara. Shayna belongs to them. Shayna, the Tadema, is the time when a person always, speaking of a Chazal, The reference to Shainu is when a person is not busy with learning, he's busy in Avodas Hashem. He's b'Shainu, he's sleeping. Right? You're missing then you're not alive then. You're not completely alive. You're not even the Shem. But someone who connects the Shainu in the right way can actually take that time of not being alive and be in even a higher elevated place. Okay, I do the story that once the Arizal was sleeping and his Talmid, Chaim Vital, saw him mumbling something in his mouth. So he put his ear next to his mouth to listen. What is the Arizal saying? What is the Rebbe saying? And the Arizal woke up. The Arizal told him, if for me to teach you what they just told me now in Shemayim, it would take me 80 years. 80 years to teach you what they just told me. Meaning what? That chain of the Arizal was an elevated life. You can take that time and use that to be the connection. Chazal tell us that the first time the letter Samech appears in the Torah is when the Isha was created, Vayizgur Bosa Tachtav, which by the way happened when the Adam Rishon was sleeping. Because when the Isha was created, the Sotra was created with her. Without getting too much into the idea of what it has to do, what's the connection? But just the most simplest way of understanding it is, an Isha always represents the Mekablim, Am Yisrael, or Moshul to Isha. And the idea is, when an Isha is connected in the right way, then Isha is Chayal Miyimtzo. That is the highest level of Gedusha possible. But when an Isha, meaning the Mekablim, are not connected the right way, that's what Sefer Misha speaks about of Eishes Dunim. When you have, that's what Aisha represents. It's the potential for greatness where there is a big lack. The Satan is created in a similar idea. In the big picture, what the Satan is doing is giving opportunity for us to be challenged and to earn our lamab. That's why you have a satan in the world. The satan is going around to demand that people should come and give things. Give back good to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says, in Eiv, that everybody gets too close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look how good Eiv is. So the satan says, no, let me come and test him. I want to challenge him. I want him to come and bring out to fruition his potential. So in the big picture, the Satan is for our own good. When you look at the Satan alone, if he's disconnected from the big picture, Satan is terrible. Who's Satan? Who Malach HaMavis? It's Ara. It's all the bad in the world. The bad is here as a purpose to serve the bigger good. It has to be connected. So with that, we come to understanding here. The month of Kislev is the time of darkness. And the month of Kislev represents that even at a time of darkness, you can have a connection like Binyamin does. The Binyamin in the beginning and the end is always connected to Hashem. He's that glue that connects us always. That's what happens at the time when you have a Sheino, have a sleep, which is the Chison of the Adam. That's when you have the letter Samech, the letter that has the Satan that's created. Samech represents the Satan. Samech Mem represents the Satan. It's something which is on its own it's bad, but when it's connected well, it's perfect. That's what we mentioned already last month, that the Samech, if you use it right, that's what David Melech did. He took away the Nun, because the Samech is Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNeiflim. Samech brings back the Nefilah. You can use it as elevation. The Nun and Samech together is the word Nes. When you get to that. The month of Kislev is a time when you have darkness, when it's disconnected. You have a Satan, you have a Sheino. But if you use it right, like Binyamin, you can connect to the right place. And that's what the idea, that's what the Chag that we have in this month comes to do. What is Chanukah? As the Yisoschor is marich in length, and he repeats himself several times to tell us that the nearest of Chanukah is the Or HaGanuz. Is the light, which is the original light of the world when there's no darkness. And the chiddush is that in Chanukah we have that light to connect us, even in the beginning, the most darkest time in Am Yisrael, we still have underneath the surface that connection. We have that pintaliyid, we have that light that connects us to Hashem the whole time. We always mention, what's the difference between Purim and Chanukah? Purim was that when Am Yisrael went to Golos and there was no miracles anymore, nature is always saw a way to represent the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can see Hashem also in nature. Not only in Nisim, because the whole story of Purim was a story that happened naturally. Chanukah was even a deeper thing. That even in a time when you're in Golos and there's no apparent miracles, not only do we have nature, but we do have miracles. Chanukah is also a miracle. We have miracles underneath the surface. You have to go search for them. That small candle in the darkness. That was the quote for the Baal Shem Tov. Me'at minor doicha abim in a choshech. That small little light gives the shed light, takes away a lot of the darkness. It's still dark. You're in the darkness. But in the darkness, we can find a little candle. We can always have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what B'yamin did. We have unique about the Chag of Chanukah. It's a Chag that goes from one month to another month. Chodesh Kislev to Chodesh Tevis. Because Chodesh Tevis is the darkest month that we have in the year. Chazal tells in the Zoya. We have a Sereb Tevis, which is the worst that can be. To a certain extent, we'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem. It's Doicha Shabbos. And the Sheva that represents Chodesh Tevis is Don. The Don is Yom Shem HaShvatim. He's the from the 12 Shvatim, he's the one who represents the people that are kicked out of the Don. He's the Masif. That's what Don represents. Binyamin is the one who says that wherever you are with all that darkness, you can still connect. The influence of Chanukah goes in from Kislev into Tevis. Where we are in the month of Kislev is the month that tells you that you can have connection in the Sheino. You can have connection in the Samech. You have a Binyamin to connect you. And that infiltrates and puts into the month of Tevis, which is the dark month, only to tell you that you bring that light into there as well. Because that's where we're Oisik in this month. This month is a month, the month in which we have the Chanukah, is the month that we bring out the ultimate point of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the ultimate thing of Yaakov Avinu is represented by Binyamin, that you always have that connection. You always have that clue. Even in the darkest times, we have the light, we have the candle that connects us. We always have that shaykhis, always have the connection to above, no matter what, no matter what we do. That's the idea of this month. We should take that and elevate ourselves. To always know that we're connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu every time, the whole time. Until when we become to time of Shir Tzikenu, we will be clear that connection was always there.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.